All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So
Morning.
we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday on excuse me, on the top of Kuflamid Gimel. Rov ha'anoshin eina makir es hashava hazubenefesh. Most people don't really recognize this ability to have tranquility, inner tranquility, from the soul. Machmas shekol ratzon gash mishiyesh lahem. There is a fundamental misunderstanding in the way we understand the basic dynamics of the world. Adam tzarech lahamin shebemit. Do this also. I'm sorry, we left off at the bottom section. So contemplation with the actualization of true will. In this point, ma'at alachaim hamukarim lano, if we contemplate a little bit about life as we know it, nigla ki anu pashut ratzim mi ratzon l'ratzon. The truth is, we run from one will to another will. Adam kam baboker, we get up in the morning, Nispalo, I daven, Rats maher la'avoda, I run quickly to work. Lamuhu holich la'avoda, why do I go to work? We often ask ourselves this question, right? But he says, well, listen to this. He says, is it okedesh shlo yelo mishamim, okedesh tielo parnasa, is in order that I'm not idle, right? Meaning that I have something to do, or is it that I need a parnasa? Am I doing something to help people? Am I doing something just to earn a paycheck? Is this truly an act? I mean, just building on this. Is this do I do this because this is what I believe is the ratzon Hashem for me? Or do I do it because at the end of the day, everybody's got to pay their bills? Why do we do the things we do? Who calls man asuk b'kiyum ratzon asuk? A person is always focused on fulfilling his wills. Ein lo afilu rega echa bayom, shebo hu lo rotze klum. Tamid hu rotze mashu. Rabbi says, this is a very profound insight. We always want something, right? Throughout the day, we always want something. The question is, what do we want? Now I want to be with my children. That's a will also. Now I want to eat. Now I want to rest. The whole day I'm moving. I'm moving from one will to another will. The eich uchal lekayim es haratzon, and how can I fulfill my will? How can I do? How can I get the things that I want, the things that I need? So what he's pointing out here is that not everything we want is it's not bad. It's not bad to have these wants. It's not bad to want to spend time with your kids. It's not bad to want to relax a little bit. He's just pointing out that life is filled with these wills, and we often just travel from one will to the next. Ha'adam asuk mi boker va'ad layla beretzonos ubetzahosam me'akoach alapoel. We spend our time from the morning until the evening actualizing our wills, right? Taking the things that we want, that we desire, and ultimately finding a way to actualize them. Ina kavana shukol hazman misponin eich lahotzi me'akoach alapoel. It doesn't literally mean that we spend all of our time trying to figure out how to go ahead and bring our wills from the potential to the actual. Adam kvar ragil lo lehisponin kima. The truth is, very often we don't even think about these things. Meaning, we don't even think about these things as things that we desire. We just think about these things as things that we do, things that we need. Le'itim rechokos hum hisponi b'ritzonosof. Sometimes we contemplate the very things that we desire. Aval v'derech klal zehu talich tiv'i hakayim b'seis moda o b'moda shel adam. Kol pam lefi inyono v'muval ayidi ha'ritzonos. Kol chayim mistavim al tzir echad. Our entire life revolves around one pillar, and that is eich lahagshim es hachalomos. How do we fulfill our dreams? Etz haratzono shalonu. How do we fulfill our wills? Adam tzarech. Listen to this. You can tell the chaber. Adam tzarech lahafoch es hadisket shel hachayim. So right, what do you have to do? So let's remember the old days with tapes. So what happens? So before, like, if you were someone, so you had an automatic, you had the I'm sorry. The album, right? You had an automatic, like it would flip the sides of the diskette, not diskette, the cassette. But you know, sometimes
Oh,
you'd have to take it, and that was later. But originally, you had to take it out and flip it. This is, you have to turn the tape. You have to turn over the side.
later
You have to turn the cassette over. Ubimakom lahachlit ich lahakshim ritzonos, lakachas osam ulizrog osam liyam. We have to take a different approach in life. Instead of running to fulfill every single thing we want, we have to figure out what wants are good and which wants need to be thrown into the sea. Lo liknos dira b'komat deshashim nofim. Now, when I say throw into the sea, I mean from the balcony of your 19th floor ocean view apartment, but rather ella es haritzonos lizrok liyam. He says, you know, again, we spend our lives running from thing to thing, running from will to will, and creating each of those wills into needs. He says the first thing we need to do is we need to take a step back. We need to really figure out what are the things that we want in life. What are the things that are truly worth wanting? Because understand, whatever you want ultimately becomes a need. So you have to be very careful with what you want. And remember again, I will say this was his mashal before, that as soon as you want it, you need it, and that need creates an emptiness until it's filled. So you have to be so careful in life with what you really feel that you want. Yesh natsur legamrei acher shel chayim. There's another way to live life. Vihi kol ratzon gashmi sha'ola b'nefesh ha'adam. Every material desire that comes up in the heart of man. He says, Adam lo menase lachshov, ha'im ratzon zeh yochol lahatim le'emtsem ha'taktzivim shali, im lo es ya'esh, im kein en aseh l'mamasho. So very often when it comes to, let's say, a material thing, so what we ask ourselves is, and again, we try to do the right thing. We ask ourselves, listen, I have a goal in life. I have a goal in life. I want to get somewhere. Will this material thing help me get there or not help me get there? Which the truth is, sounds like a pretty legitimate cheshbon to make. I want to purchase A, I want to acquire B. Okay, here's where I'm going, here's where I'm heading. Is this thing going to help me get there? Then the Mechaber says, maybe we have to begin to think differently. Ella, kol ratzon gashmi sha'ola b'nefesh adam hu misponi. Rather, when it comes to materialism, any material want that, or material need, no want, any material want that arises within the heart of man, he has to contemplate the following way. Ha'im beli kiyum haratzon mamish lo uchal lachios? Here's the question: if I don't get this thing, will I live? Will I live? Meaning, will I be okay without it? Ha'im edubar kan b'davar shu neged chayim normalim minimalim shebiladeim enenu misuga? Am I talking about something that is just part and parcel of normal life, which I don't have it? You know, just makes life difficult. You know, am I talking about the air conditioning? You know, am I talking about running water? Again, I'm giving you basic examples. Am I talking about these? Because he's not telling you to go ahead and just swear off all material things. What he's asking is this really something that's important? Is it necessary? Shelo, shelo. He says, so when, now I'll say, if I analyze, and I want a particular, I want X. I want X. So normally we ask ourselves is, will X help me get to where I want to get to in life? Now, the truth is, that presupposes that I know where I want to get to in life, and that presupposes that where I want to get to is where I'm supposed to get to in life. So the Mechaber, we have to ask ourselves a different question. Is it really necessary? Is it really necessary for me to have a normal existence? Is it necessary for me to have a fulfilling existence? And the Mechaber says, most times when we want something, the answer to that question is no. I can be just as happy, I can be just as complete, I can be just as normal without that particular item. Ella, Elohim Ritzono Shel Harchava. But rather, again, these are things that we want. What we call Harchava means expansiveness, because I don't just want to get by, I want more. Yisponim. So a person has to contemplate the following. Hare kishelo erze es hadavar. If I don't want the item, Ehyeh Yoser Shalem. The Rebbe says, it's an incredible yisod. I have to begin to think to myself the following idea. If I choose not to want it, I will be a more complete person. If I choose not to want it, then what? Then what? That need will never develop in me. And if the need never develops in me, I won't feel like something is lacking. If I don't feel like something is lacking, I won't walk around life with this feeling of a void that so many people do because of a set of self-created needs. He says, Me'asher kesha'ani rotzeh adavar, u'motzi es harotzo me'akoach lapoel, ve'im kein adif shelo erta. So I'll say, such a profound way of thinking. I think it's a very high level of thinking, but it's profound. So what he's saying is, life is not about, should I get this object, acquire this object, because will it help me accomplish my goal? Because the truth is, you can very easily delude yourself with statements like that, of thinking that every material thing can help me reach my goal in some way, shape, or form, whatever that goal may be, and who's to say that's the correct goal? The Mechaber says, just understand, I have to ask myself the question, if I really want to acquire this item, just understand that once it becomes my want, again, that creates a need. Once it creates a need, if it's not, that need is not filled, lemaise, it creates a void. Once there is a void, I really will feel that my life is lacking if I don't have it. And so the question is it worth it to do that to myself or not? Is it worth it to create that need for myself, knowing that it might make me feel incomplete? Or am I better off saying, you know, I don't need that item. I don't need that item. And ultimately, again, remain complete internally. Bivadai, sha'adam enu mesugel avatas korotzor vasachas. Rabbi said, the Mechaber says, this is a very high level. And it's different. We want all kinds of things. And the truth is, we live in a society which
creates our wants.
Which tells us to create these needs. And we live in a society which often gauges success by the acquisition of things. So we live in a very complicated and very complicated circumstances. So the Mechaber says, please understand, this can't be accomplished at once. You can't stop wanting. You can't stop the ratzon just at once. El tzarech lahaschil lahisragil lachshov b'kivon legamish shona lachayim. The point, the Rebbe says, step number one is I realize I need a change in the game plan. I need a change in just the way I think about life. And then the Rebbe says, then once I accept, you see, the first step is accepting that you need a change. Because if I don't feel there's anything wrong with the way that I think, or if there's anything wrong with the way that I approach, I can learn Sfarim, you know, for days on end. It's not going to make a difference. Mechaber says the first step is understand, and this is so profound, that I can be happy. I can be happy. And my happiness is not dependent on anything external. My happiness is going to be dependent ultimately on how I begin to think about myself and think about my life. My happiness is going to be fully dependent on what I want and what I choose not to want. That's the first step. Recognizing that I have that ability, recognize that I have to change the way I think, and that ultimately creating a tiered progression in that evolution of thinking. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in this bottom paragraph tomorrow.
It's like he argues against things that give you short-term happiness.
Not necessarily. No, because what he's saying is it's not about short-term, it's not about long-term. It's about, do you need it?
Well,
sometimes you need things that give you short-term happiness.
Well, let's say you want to buy an album. Because